John Adderley is filling in for Adam Gilchrist this week. And John, Boris Johnson has apologised. What for?
Yeah, I mean, as if to prove that the coronavirus restrictions are rather complicated, the Prime Minister himself got it wrong when he was trying to explain the new tough measures that have just been brought in for large parts of the northeast of England, asked whether people there could meet someone from another household outside. He got in a twist and a dither, and he struggled to get a clear answer out, and then he wrongly described the rule of six. And this was only a couple of hours after one of his ministers was on the radio. It was a bit of an excruciating listen because she couldn't properly explain the new rules either. And Boris Johnson later tweeted an apology saying he misspoke, which is political speak for messing up, of course. And Labour says it smacks of incompetence, saying, you know, it's fair enough to have different rules in different parts of the country, but if you're the man in charge of the government that's brought the rules in, you've got to be clear about them, or you're going to not just confuse people, but they're going to lose confidence in you as well. And all this on the day that daily coronavirus cases in the UK reached over 7,100. That's the highest daily tally since the 1st of July.
OK, now tell me, why is young Prince George in the news?
Yeah, well, this is an intriguing tale, and it all started a few days back when Sir David Attenborough gave Prince George a fossilised giant tooth from a shark believed to be 23 million years old, and the boy seemed fascinated as he was pictured handling this tooth. By the way, this is while Sir David Attenborough was at the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's home at Kensington Palace, William and Kate's house, or rather in the grounds of their palace there, to watch a new documentary that he'd made about his life's work. Now, the point here is that the tooth was found by Sir David Attenborough when he was on a family holiday in Malta in the 1960s, and watching all of this was the Maltese culture minister, Jose Herrera, who says, hang on a minute, this was found on our island, it should be in a museum here, and we want the tooth back. He's reported in the Times of Malta saying, there are some artefacts that are important to Maltese natural heritage, and they ended up abroad, and they deserve to be retrieved. But then a bit of backtracking went on, and a ministry spokesman now says, Minister Herrera would like to reiterate that no action was initiated or will be taken on the issue. So they're not about to grab the tooth out of Prince George's hands. And here's the thing, I think, possibly, that maybe someone realised it wouldn't be a good idea to sour relations between Britain and Malta, because you may remember that Prince George's great-grandmother, that's the Queen, spent arguably her happiest few years in Malta. She was there in 1949 as a mere princess with her husband, Prince Philip, who was stationed in Malta as a naval officer.
Well, here's my prediction, John. I won't put a time frame on this, but the tooth will end up back in Malta. You watch. Now, tell me about another artefact that was found in a house.
That's an interesting little prophecy there. I'm just going to say Elgin marbles to you. They're not back in Greece yet, but let's wait and see what happens. The classic tale here, yeah, of a piece of worthless junk about to be thrown out, but then turns out to be a bit of a gold mine. It looks a bit like an oriental teapot, and it was kept in a loft and then in a garage, and then when they had a lockdown clear out, as many people did when they didn't have anything better to do and they were stuck at home, the owner decided, well, perhaps I'll just get it valued first before I take it to the charity shop. And just as well, it turned out to be a 250-year-old Chinese wine ewer from the reign of the Qinlong Emperor from 1735 to 1796. Possibly he may have even handled this item himself. Only three others are known to exist. The owner didn't want to be named, but he says he thinks it was brought back from China by his grandfather, who was there during the Second World War. Anyway, it all went to auction, and it went to a bidder in China, so it's going back home, perhaps where it belongs, unlike Prince George's tooth, some might say. And the auctioneer says it's the best lockdown find that he's ever had to put under the hammer.
What's it going to go for?
I think it went for 850,000 Australian dollars. That's about half a million pounds, I reckon.
Not bad for a find in the garage. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
Thank you. See you then.
John Adderley joining us from the UK.